Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Again, for Eric Johnson, I'm Mick Kerr sitting in this week. Latest USDA cattle on feed report could be bearish for the market. It's according to livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel of Oklahoma State University Extension. He breaks down that last Friday report.
The October cattle on feed report had placements in the month of September, 105.9% of last year. Marketings came in at 106.2% of last year, and that gives us an on-feed total on October 1st of 103.8% of last year.
The placement number, a little bigger than expected, and may be bearish, but is hard to say. As Peel notes, cattle markets have been under pressure the last several weeks.
We had some very sharp drops in placements early in the year, so I think a lot of this is still just trying to get the ripples worked through the system. It certainly doesn't mean that we suddenly found a bunch more cattle. It's just a question of the timing. And this is all going to work through the system. 5 or 6 months from now, we're going to be where we would have been anyway. But in the meantime, we've got some dynamics.
Regarding the pandemic impact on the cattle market, Peel says, we've moved through the backlog of cattle.
There's indications that we're really past that and feedlots are more or less current. Now, having said that, we're still seeing very big carcass weights. But I think that's just because the cattle are big, performance has been good. We've continued to maintain lots of weight on these cattle, but I think it's what was going to happen anyway. I don't think it's due to the backlog at this point.
Again, Oklahoma State University Extension livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. That's the feedlot outlook. Pastures, though, continue to be bone dry in much of the U.S., but the storms moving through the Central Plains and the southeastern U.S. may replenish topsoil moisture in many locations. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
So that's, in a nutshell, kind of the picture here. We seem to be in flux. We're in a time of year when evaporation and evapotranspiration drops. So storms can do a lot of good in replenishing topsoil moisture, and that's exactly what we're seeing. We expect to see that in next week's numbers in areas across the southern United States.
But the latest pasture and rangeland condition ratings are unchanged from a week ago.
Conditions across the country relatively steady as we head toward the end of the season. 43% of the pasture and rangeland rated very poor to poor, 20% good to excellent, and those numbers are virtually unchanged from last week.
He notes poor conditions in the drought-stressed western half of the country.
Oregon, 86% very poor to poor, as well as Wyoming at 71%, Colorado at 67%.
He says Maine still has 100% of its pastures in very poor to poor shape.
Now on the flip side, we still have some good-looking pastures in much of the eastern half of the country, especially in the southeast, where we see pastures rated at least 70% good to excellent in states like Alabama, North Carolina, and extending as far north as New Jersey.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
How important is crop insurance to your farm? Well, the new research project shows agriculture crop insurance market will witness massive growth in the next 5 years. AMA Research have added latest edition of survey study on ag crop insurance market with Zurich American, Chubb, QBE Insurance. And the report contains a future trend, current growth factors. Market drivers include surging demand of food, its flexibility and availability, and stringent rules and regulations regarding agriculture crop insurance. But the market trend increased sustainable productivity, particularly through climate smart approaches. Some of the growth areas for the crop insurance business include multi-peril, hail insurance and crop insurance, livestock insurance, being an agency or a broker, with some of the leading regional and country levels being North America, United States, Canada, and Mexico, the Middle East, and Africa. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.